Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Canceled podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Canceled podcast.
What's up, listeners? This is another episode of Let's Get Canceled podcast with Casual Ninja and Born Trucker.
What it do, people?
Today's episode, we're going to discuss the LGBT community and how I feel like their agenda is becoming predatory.
Been predatory.
You said it's been predatory?
Yep.
Well, let's just start from the beginning. In the beginning, it was all about equal rights. They wanted to have gay marriages in churches. They wanted to have, I guess, basically equal opportunities like work couples and all the other sorts. But now it seemed like it went from equality to takeover, because when it comes to TV shows, movies, hell, now and even in children's shows and movies, there's always has to be some type of gay character that and apparently their sexuality is supposed to add some type of difference to the story, but it doesn't. And it shouldn't. Yeah, and it shouldn't. You know, a person's sexuality should not be a main factor in any type of story. It doesn't change anything. I mean, the crazy thing that made me flip out recently was there's a gay same-sex kiss in a new Buzz Lightyear movie that's coming out, and I'm like, why you gotta put that type of agenda in a kids movie? Now, granted, when we was growing up, did Disney pull out a perverted shit in kids' movies and shit? Of course they did. I'm not even excusing that. But I just think it's even worse now than it was back then. But
well, give me an example of something that was in a prior Disney movie that you saw that was suspect.
I think it was in The Little Mermaid. It was like some statue shaped like a penis, some shit like that.
Okay.
And, you know, and there was...
But what I mean is, what type of action have you seen? Like, a symbol is a symbol. People can look at a symbol and interpret it different. But an action is an action. So what kind of actions have you seen in past Disney movies that you thought were suspect?
Well, there were adult-themed conversations that went over our heads as children that when you rewatch these kids' shows and movies, it's like, that was an adult joke.
Right, so give me something from a Disney joint that you remember.
Currently right now, the only thing I remember is that statue shaped like a penis.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I currently remember right now. And I'm pretty sure there was something with Mickey and Minnie and stuff like that. But yeah, I can't remember all the scandals right now, but it was like a big thing that they had to revamp a whole bunch of cartoons. I'm not sure if you remember any.
No, I really wasn't into the Disney thing.
Mm-hmm.
Always felt just the general premise of Happily Ever After and the fact that the only characters they had in their movies were basically Anglo-Saxon.
What is that?
Anglo-Saxon?
Yeah.
White folks.
That's the first time I heard that type of name before.
Anglo-Saxon?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a common name given to white folks in this country, considering they come out of Europe.
Oh, that's all right. That's new. I would never. Yeah, that's my first time hearing that name. But my thing is, from certain TV shows, regardless if it's Marvel, DC, hell, even they even turn in some comic book characters gay in the comic books. And then he was like Superboy, like Superman's son and Batman's son. It was something a few months ago, but just like, I don't see the purpose. That isn't, they do these small little changes and call it equality, but like, it's not. You're just trying to make men feminine for some reason.
Well, as far as changing some characters, I think that on another hand might just be to say, just because you're gay doesn't mean you can't be this.
Mm-hmm.
I get that part. But my thing is, you have characters that have been longstanding for quite some time. And there was never a per se sexual connotation given to them. So to now all of a sudden make them gay or lesbian or queer or whatever, it just makes me wonder, like, what the hell are y'all thinking about? Like, I understand that we're in this whole inclusion society and everybody gets a trophy and everybody's a winner, but that's bullshit. You know, the reason why I can agree with you saying that it seems to be more predatory right now, and I'll put it in these terms.
Well, let's say I was a Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way of life that I chose. I would be offended at anybody talking to my child about being a Methodist.
Okay.
That's my child. I'm going to raise my child to believe what I want them to believe. And when they get to that age of adulthood, then they on their own, and I'll give them that freedom to choose what they want to choose. But when you have this community all of a sudden putting a gay narrative in areas where it don't belong, like my child, I have a problem with that. When you're trying to tell me that a child who's never really been in a real relationship still doesn't understand what their sexuality is, but you're trying to push them towards being non-heterosexual, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, look at Dwayne Wade's son.
How old is his son?
I'm not too sure, but I think he's still an adolescent. And he's already, like, coming out. He's coming out like he's gay. And his whole situation is backwards because he's supposedly dating a transgender guy, which is a female turning into a man. And that's just confusing in itself. I'm like, and Dwayne Wade said he would just let his son do what he does because he said when he was growing up, he used to wear dresses and shit. I'm like, bro, that doesn't make it any better. So.
Well, I don't really know the whole story behind that, but
mm-hmm.
I know it's common for families that have low income status, you wear what's available. Now, if he wore dresses or what have you, hey, that's an experience you had, but it doesn't translate to you being gay or even understanding the gay experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think right now he's 14 years old. So, oh. See, my thing is, see, and this is where I think it's the issue for me. Legally, nobody is supposed to be able to declare what sexuality you are until you're able to actually consent to a sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's what sexuality is all about, being able to consent to sexual activities, right?
Right.
So if I'm under the age of giving consent, how can I say that I'm this or that, besides what I genetically identify or genetically am?
True.
Now, of course, you're going to have people that'll come in with all kinds of misinformation, which might be factual. But instead of just giving the bones bare of what it is, you're manipulating the information to suit your needs. So if you're born with a penis, you're a man. If you're born with a vagina, you're a woman. Whether you can reproduce or not is irrelevant. You have the genitalia that fits your gender, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you happen to be a hermaphrodite, that's the exception. And I'm pretty sure they account for less than 3% of the worldwide population.
But even from what I understand about that aspect, they still have a choice to pick what they want to be. And that usually depends on which sexual aspect of themselves is more dominant.
Okay.
So if you're a hermaphrodite and you have more functionality in your penis than your vagina, it makes sense that you would identify as a male. Mm-hmm. And the same goes to if you have more function in your vagina than your penis, then you would identify as a female. But my problem is when you're trying to push this agenda on my children, it's a problem. Because even when you have the prince or the hero trying to save the princess or the feminine, the female individual that needs help, I don't remember there being an overtly sexual message in that.
All right.
You know, he kissed her to wake her up. Okay. Honestly, in America, we seem to over-sexualize a lot of things. So although a kiss may be associated with sex, it doesn't mean that it's going to be the start of a sexual act.
Mm-hmm.
Could just be a greeting. Could be a more intimate greeting than a hug or a handshake.
So you know, the thing is, though, the LGBT community, they use shaming tactics to get what they want. Oh, like transphobic and shit like that. If a straight man and one day no trans woman, he's transphobic or shit like that. I'm like, bro, that's not transphobic. That's just not normal. Why would you want a straight man to not go after a straight woman instead of a 10 woman?
The very word that they use, transphobic, like, why would I be scared of one of y'all?
You're talking about dating intimately.
But if I don't like, if I want to... A natural organic woman, and that's not what you offer me, why should I have to lower my standards? See, exactly. This is a narrative that I've been hearing for quite some time. Women, across the board, don't matter what you are, you can have a standard. Man, we're supposed to take whatever's been put in front of us.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's extreme bullshit.
I got standards. I think everybody's got standards. But again, as men, we're taught how to treat a woman, but not what to expect from her. Women are taught what to expect from a man, but not how to treat one. But insofar as this LGBT thing goes, I'm just seeing it in too many instances where it just doesn't belong.
I really don't. But at the same time, it's just like, I even heard a story where a trans woman claims she got the full surgery. She got a vagina, all that good shit. And she's looking for a straight male. I'm like, what sense does that make? If you gay and you consider yourself a woman, Then you clearly like men, so why don't you just go after a gay man? Because
actually that does make sense. If they're transgender, they complete the full surgery and they want to be with a straight man. It actually does make sense. Because if you identified as a woman all this time, any interactions you have with a man, you consider yourself a woman. Yeah, now you're able to actually function as a woman. So, yeah, it makes sense to want to be with a straight guy. But you're going to have a small pick of the pool.
Well, any man, I'm sorry, any man who messes with anybody trans, you was never straight to begin with.
That's just my opinion. Can't agree with that.
You can't agree with that?
Can't. Because, see, when you say any... You don't leave room for those that are willing, that want to make a choice for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was something in that individual that they found they couldn't find in anybody else. Who knows? Now, I'm not doing that for me. But it sure as hell would be interesting if I knew somebody that was with that.
I mean, in my opinion, yo, you transgender, you just different, my bro. I can't see it. I don't care if I never found love, whatever. Nah. It's just not going down. It's not. I don't care what you identify yourself as. Once I hear the word trans, you done.
So what would you do if you was in that situation and found out later?
Like if I was
you had sex with them, everything seemed wrong, natural. Now what?
I mean, this might sound extreme, yo, but I might kill myself. Like, I'm completely against this. This whole LGBT thing is an attack on my sexuality as a straight hetero male. You're trying to force straight men like myself to recognize and accept something that's not unnatural. So I have to be uncomfortable, so you have to be comfortable.
All right, so I got to challenge you with something.
Mm-hmm.
Ask you a question. What is the purpose of sexuality?
I guess
or sex.
To procreate.
Okay. So what would you say about somebody that's having sex that's not procreating? What's the purpose of that sex then?
And it's just a pleasure.
Is it to prove your manhood or womanhood?
I guess to some degree.
Explain that degree.
I mean, everybody has urges. So, you know, as a man, you wanna have intimacy with whatever you're attracted to. That's just part of your sexuality, man or woman. So I'm not sure if it's to prove anything. It's just your natural habitat.
Okay, well, I'm going to take it to a different direction right quick. The Most High basically says you're not supposed to have sex until you're married.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is you're not supposed to have sex until you're married because the purpose of sex is to make babies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing otherwise, ain't you just as bad as what the LGBT community does? Because they have sex for pleasure.
No, but that's a different conversation. We're talking about bylaws.
It's the same conversation. They have sex for pleasure. Anybody not married having sex, not making babies, is having sex for the same sort of pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be fair to say that that's one of the arguments they had in wanting equal rights?
No, it's true. But we're talking about who we having sex with. We're not talking about what we're not supposed to do with the sex.
Okay.
You know, so it's just like having sex before marriage and having sex with a man lady or a lady man, that's two different conversations.
Yeah, but still ultimately for pleasure.
Yeah, but we're not talking about sex before marriage or just committing a sin. We're talking about what the thing that's supposed to be pleasurable, they're just making it weird now.
Like what? The movies, what you see on TV?
No, it's just like you're a man with a penis, now you chop it off to get penetrated. It's just like, I can't fathom that.
Well, I don't want to fathom it.
Mm.
But the bottom line to that is, I don't care what you chop off, I don't care what you add on. If I do a DNA test, it's still going to say you a man.
That's my point. So
if I let you compete against other women, you have an unfair advantage. You're still a man.
That's my point. And whatever man who has sex with a trans woman, I'm looking at you worse than a trans woman. Because I'm thinking you into some weird shit. It might not be fair, but that's how I see it.
Well, again, if people are having sex and they're not making babies, it's all about pleasure.
No, it is all about pleasure. If you,
now, pleasure doesn't have a gender. Mm-hmm. It's not like when a man masturbates, his hand suddenly becomes a woman. It's not like her fingers suddenly become a man's. It's all about pleasure. It's all about a release. Now, we put a whole bunch of other stuff into it, but at baseline, that's what it's really all about, for the pleasure of it. And what attracts and turns people on varies from person to person. I could fill a room with 100 straight men, and each one of those men will have something specific about a woman that turns them on, but it's still a woman.
Hell, I mean, I can have sex with a woman that pisses me off. You know, but at the end of the day, it's still a woman. I don't care how mad she makes me. But the whole fact is like, yo, you want me to accept something that I'm completely against. That's not natural. And just because, you know, majority of men ain't going to go for it, now it's hate speech. Now it's phobic. It's like, son, it's not normal. It's not phobic. You can't force me to like some shit that's unnatural. That's like saying I'm anti-animals because I don't fuck animals. The fuck? Who? I don't fuck food. It's retarded. The whole conversation is retarded. But you know, America, and people in general are run by emotions. Now, granted, my main emotion I run by is anger. I live on anger. But this whole men want to be feminine and women want to be masculine, I don't care how masculine a woman is. I don't hit women, but if a woman ever come in my face like she's some nigga, I will beat the shit out of her. I will rearrange her face. She want to be a man, she want to get treated like one. Real talk.
Sounds real tough guy right there, dude.
It's not even
being a boy. But you've never been in that situation where you've been challenged by a woman that way.
I have.
And what'd you do? You beat her ass?
No, because I'm not stupid. She challenged me in public. This was a couple years ago. And I told her, I'm not going to fight you. She said, why? I said, because I'm not going to jail. Because you want to prove a point. And she was drunk, I might add, too. And at the same time, when it comes to women, you got to be special. And you got to handle it with care. Because even if it's in a private setting, she can still get you knocked. She can get you, like, choked up and shit. So you just got to be handled with, like, what's the term I'm looking for? Kid gloves. When it comes to women and shit. But I'm just saying.
And so far as aggression goes, I would say with it, it's got to be an extreme level of aggression from a woman for me to flip to the point where I'm about to put you down. Now, mind you, I've fought women several times in the dojo. It's a whole different experience. They've got the skills. I'm not going to take that away from them, but it's still not the same thing as fighting a man. When I fought the dudes, I'm going to say if I fought a guy in a dojo, I went with maybe 70% power. When I was sparring with a female, I did less than half of that.
Okay.
Just because physically, she's not designed for that.
No, exactly.
But my thing is, you know, when I'm looking at a character, again, like I said earlier, that had a long standing of, let's just infer that he's a heterosexual male, but he's not in a relationship. Buzz Lightyear. First of all, he's a freaking toy. Okay? He's not real. He's a toy. But all throughout the Toy Story series, I can't recall any instances where he had any gay male tendencies.
He didn't. He was after he liked it, Woody's girlfriend, Blue Bo Peep.
So again, for somebody that's been a long-standing character that suddenly is now gay, I have a problem with that, especially when it's a kids movie. Why are you just continuing? Why do you need to put any form of sexual identification in a movie for a child?
That's my point. You try to normal when you put that shit in kids movies, you're trying to normalize it. When you try to normalize a certain type of sexuality, now it becomes predatory when you get kids involved.
Well, see, the other part about it is, see, there's a lot of confusion within that with the alphabet people's community, period. They don't really know. I'm not going to say all of them, but there's too many of them that just don't understand what it is they really want. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you an example. There's a guy, that used to be one of my coworkers, and he was basically moving towards the whole transitional phase, mm-hmm. right? I had the breasts, was getting hormone shots, all of that. Active feminine like a mother. Then suddenly, for whatever reason, decided to get the breast removed, and now is a man again.
Is it a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
That's hilarious.
So my thing is, as an individual, he's got some type of trauma that doesn't allow him to pick what he wants to be, so he's flip-flopping around the experiment.
I'm sorry for him.
I don't. I mean, it's his life, but it just begs, it makes me look at the situation of it differently.
Well, and this is exactly why I say LGBT, and I don't mean offend nobody, I think it's a mental illness. The reason why I think it's a mental illness, because
it used to be classified as such.
Oh, shit, and look at that. A person who identifies themselves as gay is no different than a black person wanting to be white.
Or feel like, yeah, I'll break that one down.
Okay. I've seen certain, and this was years ago, I've seen episodes on Dr. Phil where this black guy feel like people liked him better when he acted like a white guy, so he would want to bleach his skin, and he felt like people liked him because they thought he was white. So it is like, that's a mental illness. Like, clearly, I mean...
I need a little bit more skin on that. This black guy, what was his community circle like? Not his, he lived in the suburbs? Was he in a rural area? Was he in a predominantly white, black?
A mixture of the hood and suburbs. It was a long episode long ago. I remember, but you could Google the Dr. Phil episode. I don't remember the name, but it's just like, he was geeky, but you know, he honestly thought he was just like a white man. Just like there was an episode where a black dude thought he was a robot. But my point is, when you think you're something other than what you are, it's a mental illness. Some people think they're the wrong gender, and in the wrong body, mental illness. I'm sorry, it's a fucking mental illness.
See, my thing is, I'm going to leave room for anything possible, because anything is possible. I would say that you might have a very small percentage of people out here that may physically look like a man or a woman. However, if I did some scientific testing, checking your blood panels, your hormone levels, if a man was saying he felt more feminine than male, and then the evidence came back that he produces more estrogen than testosterone, and some of his physical features, although on appearance he looks male, but upon closer examination he has more feminine features, and he identifies as a woman, I can go with that. From a basis of science, I could understand it.
But when you have somebody who won a decathlon, was the man's man for years, was on the box of Wheaties, professing his manhood and making children, then suddenly you flip and you're transgender now? And then you're so full of yourself and you look down on women so much that you accept the Woman of the Year award? Like to me, that's a mental illness right
there. I have a story. My boy told me one of the stories. He said he knows somebody personally who claimed it was a dude that he was so sick of women relationship-wise that he decided to date men. And then when he found that out, he stopped fucking with homeboy. Because he was like, whoa. He's like, we get women going in nerves and shit. I was like, bro, that's just straight gay. You know, and I agree. It's like, bro, so I can have zero luck with women, bro. I'd rather buy fucking prostitutes. I'm not turning gay. I'm thinking that you must have just been gay from jump to say some shit like that.
Never know. Might have been. Because what's happened in that community for decades is I feel gay. I feel like I'm a lesbian. But because of the pressure society puts on me to be this archetype of a woman, I'm going to get married, have kids, and then have a female lover on the side.
Well, I don't know. This whole sexuality thing is weird. All I know is when I was a kid, I missed the days when I would go to the doctor. And the doctor asked you if you were sexually active. You would say yes and keep it moving. Now, when you go to the doctor, when they ask you, are you sexually active? They'll say, are you sexually active? Men, women, or both? And I
cringe. Just as a kid, they ask you this shit?
No. Now they do this. I remember. Okay,
you previously stated you missed the days of going to the doctor when you was a kid.
Yeah. And they just ask you, are you sexually active? And that's it.
So they ask you if you were sexually active as a kid?
I'm talking about when I was over the age of 18.
Okay, you got to be specific, fam.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, they would just ask you, that's it. Like, are you sexually active? Boom. Now, it's just, are you sexually active? Are you sexually active with men, women, or both? And even on these applications, do you identify yourself as a he, she, or I don't know? How the fuck you don't know? Why is that even on the application? Have we gotten that lost as a people and society?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I told you before, if I was out with my daughter, mm-hmm. right, and I see a person that is clearly a man walking into the woman's bathroom with a dress on and makeup, mm-hmm. I'm gonna beat that ass.
And I've seen it happen at the airports. I've seen transgender women go to female bathroom.
Right, but see, where that statement comes from is from something that recently happened in the prison system. Mm-hmm. We had a man who identified as a woman, got put in jail, ended up getting two females pregnant.
Yep.
So that's where it's like, see, to me, when I look at specifically males, I'm gonna put it out to the females too. When they start talking about being gay or lesbian, I think you're trying to exercise a level of sexual freedom that's unnatural. Because if you're identifying as a woman and you go to jail and you're in a woman's prison, you shouldn't want no parts of the pussy.
That's my point.
But obviously, he still wanted some pussy. And he still had the genitalia that functioned as such. Mm-hmm. So as long as you still got that
genitalia connection, I don't feel like your story holds anyway. Now, once you get the whole, once you take it to that next level where you're getting clipped, reconstructive surgery, I'm going to give you more leeway in your argument because you went the full gamut. Mm-hmm. I'm still not going to be in a relationship with you, but I can give your argument more credit. But when you still have the functionality of a man and you're just acting like a woman, you faking the funk, B.
I ain't gonna lie. There's times I've had talks with certain employers and they'll talk about the imaginary thing. I'm like, okay, how, you know, I said, how's the missus and everything? And there'd be one moment they'd be like, oh, well, he is such and such. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And I don't bring it up the topic no more after I hear that shit. Because like, to me, you know, when my interaction with them, I'm thinking they're straight. And then when they say the opposite, I'm like, oh, shit. Can't see that coming.
See, now, the best thing I think these gay marriages could do, the best thing, and this would actually be them helping the community out, instead of being the selfish individuals I see most of them as being.
Mm-hmm.
You get married to a woman, you get married to a man, go adopt a child. Love is love.
I think women are an exception because I've heard many women say they experimented with females, they've had sex with females, kissed females, they've had sex with men and females, and I just think women are just a sexual being.
Right, but see, we as men, we accept that. We say that's okay, right?
Yeah, it's bias.
But you would still be with a woman that did that, right?
Yeah.
But why wouldn't a woman want to be with you if you've experimented with a man?
No, it's gender bias. And the only reason why it's accepted like that because it's appealing. With two men, clearly it don't look appealing. But with two women, that's like a taboo fantasy for men. Straight men.
So you've actually done it?
No, I've experienced it. I've had girlfriends who made out with girls in front of me.
No, I mean actually having a sexual experience with two females at the same time.
Oh, well, I plan to. No, bucket list.
And what is cracked up to be?
As I get older, I've been learning that a lot of things in life ain't what it cracked up to be.
But again, my biggest problem with this whole community is y'all are turning into bullies. People can't make fun of y'all. People can't say things outright against you. But you want to be like everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else has to take criticism, jokes, bad mouthing. So y'all need to handle the shit the same way. Shut the fuck up and keep moving. But every swipe of y'all doesn't call for a protest or some type of outrage. You want to be part of normal society. Well, everybody in normal society has to deal with this.
Exactly.
You got to deal with the opinions and ideas of other people. I mean, shit, I hate to bring it up again, but I'm not even going to bring that one up. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court judge.
Mm-hmm.
They were voting on releasing the documents and the stuff dealing with that January 6th coup d'etat that Donald Trump tried to set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the Supreme Courts voted yes. Clarence Thomas voted no. The reason why he voted no is because his wife was involved in it. Nobody's talking about that shit.
Wow.
But he's a public figure, so whatever ridicule he gets, he's got to eat that.
True. But my thing is, since you want to be homosexual in public society, nobody told you to be gay. But since you want to take a dick up your ass, I should have the right to make fun of you for it.
Facts. Even if you ain't taking a dick and you giving a dick, I still make fun of you.
That's it.
Just use a shitty dick motherfucker.
That's it. I mean, but yeah, I honestly think if you're homosexual, whether you're male or female, because I'm not biased when it comes to that. If you're gay, you have a mental illness. Point blank, period. Especially when people who turn, and the reason why I say it is because think about people who turn gay once they get raped. They went to a different sex due to trauma. Mental fucking illness, period. Mental illness. It's mental illness down the middle. Nothing, there's no other explanation to it. I mean, maybe you have the instance when it comes to chromosomes, XY chromosomes in science, birth defects, fine. I'll give you that space. But the majority is just emotions. It's just feelings. I feel gay. I feel like a woman. And then when you go do surgery and you have regret, now you have identity issues. Trauma. Trauma equals mental illness. And half the homosexual community is nothing but walking trauma, spreading a fucking disease, period.
Well, going back to disease, the main reason that when you go see a doctor after the age of 18 and they're asking you, are you sexually active? Mm-hmm. Then they ask you, are you sexually active with men, women, or both? Mm-hmm. That's a health issue.
That's a health issue.
And that's because disproportionately, the gay community is affected by HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases more than the heterosexual community.
The funny is, it's funny that you say that, because when you see these HIV posters, it's usually gay couples up there.
Yep.
Usually gay couples. Somebody who's on the low, they got a girlfriend, they getting fucked in the ass by some nigga, and then they pass their girlfriend, and you know, that's, I feel bad for the girl. I feel bad for women. Well, I should say I feel bad for women as well as do men. But women got it bad, yo.
All right, so if you were to give a woman advice on how to avoid a man that's on the down low, what would you say she needs to look for? Three things.
I say feminine traits. If he seems he's into things that you're into, that kind of crosses the line from straight to gay.
Name real examples. Things, that's a lot of things.
If he, I guess, I don't want to say picking out outfits, because that's like 50-50 on that. I can't really say paint your nails either, because you got, I mean, fuck it, look at Prince. Look at, you know, the basketball player. We thought he was gay. He wasn't.
Which basketball player? Bosch?
I think it was Scottie Pippen.
I don't know.
Who's the dude in the Bulls who had his hair colored and he wore...
Oh, Rodman?
Yeah, that's Rodman. There you go.
Rodman ain't gay. Rodman was in it for the shock value. He was trying to promote himself.
Okay, I figured. Yeah, so that's what I said. Like, I can't say painting nails and stuff like that, because you got golf people too. It's just, you know, I guess you just know. If a man ain't acting like a man.
All right, well, I'm going to give you three things that I think she could look for. Mm-hmm. One, he wants to hang out with his boys more than you.
Yo, I'm glad you bring that up, because especially out here in the hood, when I see a group of dudes that be in the lobby or just... When I see a group of dudes just hanging with each other every day, more than with females, I'm thinking y'all sus.
He does what?
When I see like a group of dudes, let's say a group of dudes who hang in the building lobby or the bodega, like if I don't see these group of dudes trying to talk to bitches, but they with the dudes every single day, I'm gonna think y'all sus on the low.
Okay.
Just saying. Because yeah. Who wants to be, I mean, I like my friends, but at the same time, I'd rather spend my time with a bitch.
Okay.
I got multiple bitches, and I talk to my bitches every single day. I'd rather hang out with a bitch than my dudes. I'll hang out with my dudes for a night. We drinking, smoking, we go to bowling, pool, play pool, whatever. Watch the game, whatever. For a night. but the majority of my time is gonna be with a chick.
Okay, which leads me into number two. So number one, he likes to spend more time with his boys than you.
Yeah.
Mind you, I've been together for an extended period of time, I'd say 6 months plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the second one, your man never looks at other women.
There you go.
Now, this was something that I learned. I used to work down in the village quite some years ago. And there was an individual there who was the legal aid. And he was cool. Wore a suit to work every day. You know, nothing about him outrightly said I'm gay, bisexual, nothing like that. So I would go with him to lunch. It'd be a group of us sometimes, but we go out to lunch. Now, the village is definitely an area where you're going to see some good-looking, exotic women. Because down there, they could be a little bit more free than they could uptown. On numerous occasions, while we're walking, there's a bad female walking towards us. I turn around and check out the walk-away goods. He never turned around. Even when I pointed it out to him. Yo, did you see that right there? Without even turning around, he go, yeah, I saw that. Now I'm looking at homeboy and I'm like, yeah, you gay, bro. You gay. Because for a man, it's natural for us to see something that looks good, some eye candy, and want to look at it. For most men, after a certain age, it's an urge you have to fight. Especially if you're in a relationship, it's an urge you have to fight. But it's natural for me to just turn around and be like, God damn. Can I get with the yams?
Facts. And these bitches today, they big as a motherfucker, yo. They bigger than dudes.
Well, that's part of the problems we're having in general. I mean, obesity in this country is ridiculous, but, you know, they want to run the narrative because they want to feel good about themselves that I'm plump and happy. All right, but, you know, that's not what the diabetes says. It's not what the high blood pressure says. That ain't what your cholesterol is saying, but, hey, if that's what you want to do, do you. But one and two, one, he wants to spend more time with his boys than you. Number two, you never catch him looking at other females. He never has a wandering eye. That's just something that's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, and I'm just putting number three out there to be funny, but it has its own history. He likes musicals more than action flicks.
I can't even tell you that one musical that I like.
I like musicals. West Side Story, The Wiz. Shit was fire. But no, I'm saying he likes musicals more than action flicks.
No, I'm saying they're good, but they're not. I wouldn't even think about watching it tonight. I'm not going
to. Like, well, see, it's just your generation. Y'all really don't have the same type of musicals, even though you do. It's just not put out as a musical.
Mm-hmm.
But how'd you like Stomp the Yard?
Stomp the Yard was good. But remember that musical you tried to get me to watch with Spike Lee? The one that had like Gina in it?
School Days.
Yeah, man. I had a hard trouble. Like, I didn't even focus on it. Like, I watched half the movie and then I let it play in the background and I started watching videos on YouTube.
But it wasn't a musical.
To me, it was a musical.
There's only, what, one scene in it where they're doing singing.
Now there's a few scenes in there.
But, I mean, that's one way I guess it could be classified as. But, like I said, the third one, and that's the funny one, you can take it seriously if you want, he's into musicals more than action flicks.
Okay.
Now, to make all my military dudes laugh, I'm going to just say he was in the Navy. That's just a military joke. Not being serious, but y'all, everybody in my, all my branches, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, y'all know what joke I'm making, because it's the same joke y'all make.
Like real talk, right? On my social media, I follow way more chicks than, like, all the dudes that I follow, I know them personally, either from high school, college, or work, whatever. But I follow way more chicks than anything else. Like, I tell my boy, for example, I felt like me and him, we're friends on Instagram. I tell him, bro, I will never follow your chick on Instagram. He didn't ask why, but he understood. I said, you know why? I said, because the chicks I follow on Instagram, I want to fuck them. Okay, I'm not following no chick on Instagram to be their friend.
So basically what I'm hearing, because I always hear between the lines, you would fuck your man's girl, but you got enough respect for him not to give into that urge, which means I'm not even going to follow on Instagram, because that's you.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
My man's his wife introduces herself when she's with his wife. Honestly, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't tell you what she looked like an hour later. Because that's you. I respect that. So I'm not even going to give into that because you first covet what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even touch it, you got things in your head that make you think because of what you saw.
Yeah.
But see, here's the other part about the whole transgender alphabet community thing. And this is a small percentage of it. And I'm only putting this on my small anecdotal experience because I haven't really put too much effort into studying this. But from what I've seen, and it ain't like I'm going to look for this, they got a couple out there, a couple of men that are transitioning or a couple of men that live their lives as a female that you wouldn't know until they told you so.
True.
Because as a man, even though they're acting like a woman, they understand that a man is visual because they're men. He's going to be attracted to what he sees and he'll deal with whatever comes out of it later on. But it's for those individuals that do that I put this warning out there to you, real talk.
Mm.
When you get a man that approaches you because of how you look and you starting to get that vibe that he wants to holler at you, or have some type of sexual relationship with you, because that's what it really comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
Before it goes too far, let that man know what he's dealing with. Because honestly, too many of y'all became a body because you thought it was funny to manipulate a man into thinking you was a woman. He done did something with you. Now he realizes you're not, and you a body now.
Well, just like what Kevin Samuels says, a woman should not go out with a man that she has no intention of sleeping with.
Same thing for a man.
I mean, me personally, if I'm asking a girl out, I'm trying to fuck her. Like, period. I'm not sure what she thinks this is.
Right. Like, I've never spoken to another dude and said, yo, you see that female over there, fam? Like, yeah, she look good. You're like, yeah, true that, man, but I really want to know what college she went to.
I'm like, the fuck?
Exactly.
Son, I could fuck a bad bitch right now. I don't even got to know her first name.
Yeah, I've been there. Couldn't remember the name at all.
Exactly. But tell you the truth, before I end this podcast, I wouldn't have a problem with gay people. And technically, I don't. But the problem I have with gay people is, like, if you want to be gay, but live your life. The fact that you got to announce it to the world that you're gay and you're proud, you know, and all, it's like, that's the problem I have. Like, if you want to be gay, be happy. Be gay, be happy. But you got to put it in my face. I'm like, hey, I'm gay. So the fuck what? Get out of my face with that shit. You don't see me be like, hey, I'm a straight man. No one gives a fuck.
So let me throw this out at you. You have a son.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back to you at the age of 22 and tells you, Dad, I'm gay. How do you respond?
Talk to your mother.
That's it?
Yeah.
Why?
You gay, right? You have more to relate with your mom than me. I don't know what to tell you.
No, that's not actually true.
You my son. No, I have to love you naturally or by law, which is, I know it's kind of fucked up to say, right? But I'm just saying, but just like, you know, you got issues, you know. The only thing I can tell my son is you're going to have a hard life.
All right, so he comes to you, says, "Dad, I'm gay, but I'm not the body." How do you respond to that?
Talk to your mom, I guess. It's like, I would still say that, even if you're not the fuck he, you're the fuck her. It's like, yo, I'm going to be sad because I've always want my son to be straight.
See, the only reason I'm throwing this out there is because within that community, they do have these distinctions. So you'll have a gay man who's more manly than his gay partner.
I know, I get that. Like I said, I love my son, but just like, I'm gonna just tell me he's gonna have a hard life.
All right, well,
I'm like, bro, it's bad enough you're black. Now you're black and gay? That's a double negative, at least in America.
I would tell my son, look, do what you gotta do to make yourself happy, but understand that society reserves the right to judge whatever you do. So whatever it is you're gonna do, keep the shit quiet, keep the shit to yourself. Unless something happens based on what somebody else knows you do, then it's a problem. So it's like, my son said he was gay, and then years later, he tells me he caught a beat down for being gay because he told one of his friends that he was gay. Now, that's a problem. Because I do believe nobody should get beat down for what they identify with, be you black, white, purple with white polka dots, take it in the ass, sucking dick, what have you. I do believe nobody should be persecuted for that. I'm kind of a live and let live.
I'm the same way.
But I'm still not with this whole agenda where you're trying to push this shit on my children. No child should be able to identify what they are sexually until they're able to consent to having sex, period.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I'm going to take it from homeboy that sang. What the fuck is his name? You remember the singing dude? Was it Tank?
I think it was Tank.
That said some bullshit about, you don't know if you like sucking dick, so try it. And then if you didn't like it the first time, try it again. And if you don't like it, then you definitely know that's not for you. You know, I'm going to give him leeway on that. That's obviously a good way to go about the experimental process. But I wouldn't put that shit out there like that. Because I've spoken to women that tried an experience with another woman and didn't like it.
Yeah, maybe that's for some dudes. I'm like,
I would never tell another. Yeah, that's for some, but I wouldn't say that shit for everybody.
Yeah, I would never tell another, yo, so I can see if you like it. The fuck? No. No.
But for the record, my children are older. But if I had a younger child and this Buzz Lightyear movie was coming out, they would not be going to see it.
Now, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure if Buzz Lightyear is gay or if there's just a gay character in the movie.
But no, he's supposed to be the gay character.
He's supposed to be the gay character?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I compared him to the Bruce Jenner. All these years, you've been manly man. Then all of a sudden, you flip the script and now you want to be a woman? Like, bro, you got a whole family. Like, are you that selfish with who you are that you can't just take one for the team?
Apparently.
I mean, I get it. Live your life. But any parent knows once I have kids, my life is no longer mine.
Yep.
Then on the other hand, I'm also going to say, you know, according to the Most High, he looks at that type of lifestyle as an abomination and you have no access to the kingdom of heaven. I don't care what faith you think you're going to get with that's going to absolve you of your sins, but it's not real. The book don't say that.
Where exactly in the Bible does it even mention gay people? Because I don't even know what book that's in. Because I never saw anything in the Bible about anything.
All right, well, I got to ask you, how much of the Bible have you read?
Two books.
So you haven't read the Bible?
No. I'm probably not going to. Just Proverbs and Genesis. That's it. That is it.
Well, give me a second. I'm going to give you that verse.
All right. Well, in the meantime.
All right. So for those that want to see for themselves in the Bible where it is clearly against homosexuality relationships, you can go to, hold up, fucking phone acting up, that condemn. Genesis 9, verses 20-27.
Oh, it's in Genesis?
Huh?
It's in Genesis?
Yo, all this stuff, look, once you read the Bible, you realize everything he's talking about is in that first book.
All
right. Genesis 19, verses 1-11. Leviticus law is condemning same-sex relationships. Leviticus 18, verse 18 and 22. Chapter 18, verse 22. Verse 20 and 13. Two words in the Second Testament verse list. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, verse 9-10. 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 10. Paul's letter to the Romans. Romans chapter 1, verse 26-27.
What, that's all the chapters?
Some of them, hold up. Yep, those are pretty much that.
All right. I'm sorry, everybody, look those up. Lord knows I will.
But just for the record, anybody that ever tells me they agree or disagree with something in the book, but you haven't read the whole book, I call bullshit. Anybody that can't tell me how many books are in the Bible, I call bullshit. If I want to take it to the next step and ask you how many actual books are in the Bible that weren't taken out, all inclusive, and you can't tell me, I'm going to call bullshit.
I can't. I don't have answers to any of those questions.
If I ask somebody, does a dragon ever exist in the Bible, and they say no, I call bullshit because you ain't read everything.
What, so do we really have dragons?
There's a whole chapter that's even titled Blank and the Dragon.
Oh, goddamn.
Well, so, you know, I know we're getting ready to end it, but just to give y'all a little biblical education. The Bible that we tend to read as traditional has 66 books in it. First half of the Bible is called, well, the first five books of the Bible are called the Pentateuch, but the entirety of that first chapter, that first half is called the Torah. Those are what the Jewish people refer to. Now, in total, there are actually 88 books, but for some reason, when the Romans decided to take on Christianity to change culture, they decided to remove 22 books.
But why specifically those 22 books?
They never have an explanation for it, but they will tell you that it's out.
Pretty sure there's a reason.
Well, some people would say that reason is because it gives you a clearer look of what is going on with the Most High and his creation.
Okay.
But I'm just throwing that out there. But like I said, anybody that tells me something about the book and you haven't done extensive reading on it, basically you're telling me what somebody else's experience is, which is why I usually ask two questions. So for y'all listening to us, I'm gonna ask you these two questions. And you know where to get at us to respond. What was the fruit that Eve ate in the Garden of Eden? And the second one, what tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden? Now, mind you, all of this is in the first book, Genesis. This ain't in like Revelations or Peter, Matthew, none of that. But if you can't answer those two things clearly, you haven't read, and I call bullshit.
And on that note, that's the podcast. All right, y'all. Till next time. This is a good conversation. Later, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.